This is the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I'm your host, Martha Riley. I'm a TEDx speaker, cheese pizza lover, and master human connector. I help introverts, people with social anxiety, and awkward humans of the world find confidence, connection, and their cool factor. Because have you ever been to a party and someone asked you a question that you didn't know the answer to? Yeah, me too. It fucking sucks. But that's where I come in. I'm asking the questions so you'll have the answers. So sit back, relax, because they're shit we need to know. Hello and welcome to another edition of 15 Minute Fridays. I hope your week is going well. I just wanted to share a story today about what not to do on a first date. And, you know, I have talked about Cigar Guy before. I wouldn't even say, like, now that I'm thinking about it, it was definitely, like, bad at the time. But now I can, you know, look back and laugh at it. But this date is truly a work of art in terms of, literally, it was just so bad. And it made me feel, like, really bad about myself. And the situation was just fucking messy. So sit back and buckle up, because this is truly one of the worst date experiences that I've ever had. So, when I was dating, and I think this was about in October this year, or last year, so October 2018, I was on Bumble. And I always recommend switching up your dating apps. So, like, starting off with one, if you don't find anything you like, download another one. Because, you know, as weird as it sounds to say, like, the inventory changes. So, anyways, I was on Bumble, and I matched with this guy named... Oh, shit, I shouldn't use his real name. I matched with this guy named Derek. We'll call him Derek. And Derek was super cute. Like, he had all these tattoos. He had sort of that, like, bad guy look going, like, bad boy look. On his profile, it mentioned that he smoked cigarettes, which I'm not a fan of, but I'm like, well, you know, it works for me. I wish I wasn't a stereotypical bitch, but I love the boys that smoke cigarettes. Anyway, so and I matched, and we had been talking for a little bit, and we exchanged numbers, and he was like, oh, hey, I'm going to this concert at First Avenue, which is a local venue in Minneapolis. Like, do you want to come? And I was like, oh, sure, that sounds fun. It was a local band. I had known nothing about it, but cool, let's meet up. A concert is always a fun first date. And so he texted me. We planned to meet up at my house before as sort of like a pregame type situation. So he brought some wine over, and it was white wine. I don't really like white wine, so strike one against, I guess. I prefer red wine. So we drank for a little bit. I remember it was kind of awkward because my roommates were home and they were like hanging out, and I'm like, cool, I'm just gonna leave and go on this date real quick. And you've already met the guys, so... Right. A couple of things here. Don't invite, if I were to do this over again, don't invite the person over to your house right away. Don't let them have your address. That's a mistake that I've learned, and I hope you can learn from my mistakes and not do that. But we went to the venue, we took a lift there, and we got dinner at the restaurant next door, so it's called The Depot. We got dinner at The Depot. And that was cool. Like, we were talking, drinking, having fun. But one thing I noticed about is that he brought up his ex-girlfriend a lot. And this becomes significant because he actually had bought a house and his ex-girlfriend still lived there with him. So it was him, his ex-girlfriend, and another friend. We'll call her Annie, and we'll call the girlfriend Shelly, I guess. So Shelly, Annie, and Derek all lived in this house together. Derek and Shelly were dating, but then they broke up. But he felt bad, so I guess he wanted her to live at his house for a while until she got back on her feet. That is fucking weird to still live with your ex-girlfriend. One of you needs to move out. I understand that you bought the house, kick her out. There's nothing to feel bad about in that situation, because you're broken up. You shouldn't feel bad. So back to the date. We were, you know, we got this dinner before the concert. We went into the concert. The music was good. And I couldn't even tell you who was playing because it was a local band. It doesn't really matter. But I didn't feel like staying that long just because I was like, well, I want to talk to I want to get to know him. I wanted to talk to Derek and get to know him. So he was like, okay, like, let's go back to my house. There's a party going on. Some friends are there. It should be okay. So we go back to his house and his ex-girlfriend was there along with several, like maybe 30 people that I didn't know. But I was trying to be cool. I was trying to be fun. And I'm like, not going to worry about it. If there are all these people there, that's fine. It doesn't impact our date. So Derek and I went to Derek's bedroom to just hang out. Like, we didn't do anything. It was super chill. And the bedroom was like littered with pictures of his ex-girlfriend. Like, you guys, they obviously clearly were not over each other. And I found out later that it had only been 3 weeks since they had broken up. So let me recap. This dude still lived with his ex-girlfriend of no less than 3 weeks, and he had invited me over to his house. Okay, I did not know any of this information until later. And I was like, okay. Like, at the time, it seemed cool. Like, I figured that, you know, she was probably going to move out soon. He had said, oh yeah, she has plans to move out in a month. And, okay, fine. Just, like, it wasn't going, like, well. Like, there was a lot of red flags that my brain was choosing to ignore for whatever reason, I don't know. You know, his ex-girlfriend saw me. I met her. I said hi. I was like really friendly. I was like, oh, cool tattoos. Because what the fuck do you do in that situation besides compliment the other person's ex-girlfriend with all this people at his house? And he's like, I don't even know half these people. And I'm like, bro, why do you have them at your house then? It was a shitty house too. Don't be impressed by the fact that he has a house. It was a shitty house with a shitty ex-girlfriend and a shitty situation that I was put in. So we feel that this is very awkward, right? It is very clearly an awkward situation. So I'm like, well, I don't want to stop hanging out with you because you're really cool and like I'm having a good time. Let's go back to my house. Let's hang out. So we go back to my house and I'm sure you're like yelling at me at this point and you're like, Martha, don't do that. I agree with you, fam. I should not have done this. But at the time, you know, when you've been dating for so long and you find any guy that resembles a good guy, and even though Derek was not a good guy, and I realize that now, he seemed pretty decent at the time, you kind of just hang on to that thread of hope, and you're like, okay, this can go somewhere, like, I can look past these mistakes. I encourage you to not do that. If something feels wrong, don't fucking do that. Just move the fuck on. There are other people in this world. So, let's just recap. Derek came over to my house after the concert and after I had already been at his house and met his ex-girlfriend. We hung out for a while and it was getting late. So I'm like, all right, just, you know, let's sleep over. Around 1 a.m., he had a call from his other roommate, Annie. So Annie lives with Derek and Shelley. And Annie's like, Shelly is freaking the fuck out. She locked herself in your room. She's not coming out. She's being very threatening and shutting down. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Clearly, I should not have been over. And I felt so bad at this point that I was like, okay, just, you know, call her, like, do whatever you need to do. Apparently, got resolved and it was fine. And so we went out for brunch the next day and he was just so sad. He was like, to go check on her, like, this is bad. But then I'm like, well, first of all, dude, it's not your problem anymore. You broke up with her, right? So why do you feel the need? You have, you know, why do you feel that you have to do that? I was pretty upset by that. Whatever, just go. You know, he went to go check on his girlfriend who was making threats, locking herself in her, you know, in their bedroom that they had shared for a long time. And what the fuck just happened? All of this is to say, this is what you don't do on a first date. You do not bring up your ex-girlfriend. You do not bring your date to meet your ex-girlfriend. You do not take a call from your roommate in the middle of the night from your, you know, about your ex-girlfriend. And you do not, in the morning, leave your date to just go without even apology. Really. Like, I think he texted me later that day and he was like, hey, sorry, that was kind of weird. No shit, dude. It was super weird. I felt super uncomfortable and I'm mad that you put me in that situation. But the thing here is that I just had to let it go. I was like, you know what? That was weird. I did not appreciate being put in that position. You need to just, you know, figure out your shit. I let that go. I let Derek go. And I think that was a very good decision, obviously. And further proof that that dude was a fucking tool is that I look on Bumble later. I'm still like matched with him. I mean, you can see all your matches. You don't remove them. And he was in Utah for the week shooting Sundance. And, you know, I'm in Utah for the week. Show me around. Don't do that. I do not like that. Like, if you are just there for obviously a hookup situation, I don't know. For some reason, that really bothers me. I think hookups are fine. And obviously, I'm pro hookup. But I don't like that you're like, oh, I'm only in Utah for 1 week. I'm going to be a dick and just take advantage of you. That's how it came across to me. Because I knew the backstory of this guy. And, you know, people who didn't know that wouldn't know that. So that just like really upset me. Moral of the story is, don't do that. Don't be like that guy. I'm okay. Like, don't worry about me. That was like a really weird date experience. And I want to share it with you guys because if you're thinking, you know, bringing up the ex-girlfriend is okay, it's not. So just don't do that. And also, I like sharing these stories because I've evolved so much. I'm in a loving, caring partnership that I wouldn't trade for the goddamn world. And it's really like I had to go through all this shit to get to that one good person. If dating is bumming you out, keep going. Have fun with it. Don't take it too seriously. And eventually what you're looking for will show up. That I promise you. And if you're having questions about what you need to do with dating, remember that I do offer those deep dish dating calls. We can go into depth with your dating profile, any questions you have about, you know, like behavior of these guys or what you should do on a first date. Let me know. I'm a fucking expert by this point. So I just want to help you out with that. You can find that on my website at www.shityouneedtoknow.com, or you can DM me on Instagram at RealMarthaRiley, and we'll get you all set up with that. So have a great weekend after you're listening to this on Friday, and we will see you next time for another edition of 15 Minute Fridays.
Thanks for listening to the Shit You Need to Know podcast. I've set up a phone number in case you have a question you need answering or just want to talk. Feel free to give me a ring at 301-941-7448. That's 301-941-SHIT. Also, don't give me a ring. No one does that. You can text the number too. I don't know why I said ring. If you enjoyed this episode of the Shit You Need to Know podcast, feel free to subscribe on iTunes and rate it 5 stars.